6. Isaac. You two get to the hold, Abel said. I'll stay here to communicate with the Parabellum. The dropship groaned, the pressure the Jaxcluth tentacles were putting on its frame increasing. The whole thing could give any moment, allowing the aliens to bend the alloy and crush them all. We'll need to move fast, Rico replied. There's nothing you can do here. There's a lot I can do here, Abel countered. Like tell you when they arrived, or if they aren't going to make it. You might not make it either, Isaac said to the older woman. Her uniform had been torn in the crash, and he noticed the area near her abdomen was darker than the rest. You're injured. Piece of metal went through my back, she said. The fact is, I'm not going to make it anyway. Rico whipped toward her. Abel, don't cry about it, Rico. I'm an old lady. I had my life, and I don't have any regrets. I refuse to die before I help you get to safety. Rico stared at Abel for a moment and then turned away again. Ike, let's move. The door to the bridge slid open. Isaac stopped in front of Abel. Thank you. For what? She asked. You're the ones who have to go out there with those things. She laughed. Get moving, Sergeant. Isaac looked away. He hated the idea of leaving anyone behind. But if her wound was as bad as it looked from the bloodstain, she wasn't getting out alive anyway. Ike, today, Rico snapped from the doorway. He glanced at Abel one last time before following Rico from the bridge. They ran across the top of the deck toward the bow. The bulkhead was already warped, the jump seats dislodged or bent, the dim emergency lighting casting the whole thing in an eerie glow. The organization's soldiers were huddled together over Jorge, the youngest of their number. Drake noticed them first, rising and looking at them. What's the situation, Major? He asked.
We made contact with another dropship, Rico replied. They're coming in for an extraction. We need to be armed and ready to move.
Her eyes shifted to Jorge. She didn't ask if he was alive. It was clear he wasn't.
Broke his neck when we flipped, Drake said. He locked the buckle wrong.
Is anyone else hurt?
Banged and bruised, but ready to get the hell out of here.
Abel?
She's covering the comm, Isaac said.
She needs to get out of here with us.
Drake started toward the bridge. Isaac put his hand on the soldier's chest.
Forget it, Drake. She won't come.
I'll drag her ass out.
She's already dead, Rico said. She's got shrapnel in her kidney, and we don't have a doctor or a hospital to bring her to.
Your fancy sheriff doesn't have a damn doctor?
You haven't seen what it's like outside. We'll be lucky to get out of the area alive.
Good pep talk, Drake said.
I told you there's a ship en route. We have to be ready to go. Get to the hold and grab whatever gear you can. That's an order.
Yes, ma'am. Centurions, get your tails up and moving. We've got 0 seconds to prep for extraction. Let's help each other get home alive.
The other soldiers got up, moving away from Jorge.
Are we on Earth? Lucius asked.
No, dipshit, we're in Uranus, Drake replied. Yeah, welcome to Earth, bro. Now try not to die.
Lucius leaned over Jorge, tapping his chest.
R.I.P., brother.
Then he joined the rest of the soldiers, following Isaac and Rico to the upside-down stairwell.
How do we get up?
Spot asked.
Grab the edge of the risers, climb back until you can twist to the ceiling, Isaac said.
You've done this before? Drake asked.
No. Isaac replied. Ike, you're the tallest, Rico said. You go first. Once you get up there, see if you can reach the latches for the crates. They're all maglocked to the deck, so they shouldn't have moved during the crash.
Roger that, Isaac replied.
He moved into position, looking up at the stairs over his head. A loud crack sounded, followed by the piercing whine of bending metal to the aft.
And hurry, Jesse said.
Rico looked around, her eyes suddenly wide.
Where's Bennett?
I haven't seen him, Drake replied.
Isaac could see the fear on Rico's face. Even though this Bennett wasn't her late husband, she couldn't help but worry about him.
Rico!
Bennett's face appeared over the edge of the stairwell above. The left side of it was bruised, and he had a gash on his forehead. But he was up and moving.
Shit, Bennett, Rico said. You scared the hell out of me.
He smiled, reaching back, and then tossing a climb wire down to them.
Do you want to complain or do you want to get out of here?
She smiled back at him. Drake, secure the line. Drake took the end and pulled it taut, dropping to his knees.
Ike, you first. Let's go.
Isaac grabbed the wire, finding it had a surprisingly comfortable grip despite its smooth metal appearance. He lifted himself onto it, Drake holding it in place while he started scaling it with his hands and feet. The wire vibrated slightly as Spot grabbed it beneath him.
Centurions, Abel said over the comm, her voice soft. The Parabellum is closing. 2 minutes.
Climb faster, Centurions, Bennett barked.
Isaac reached the lip of the ceiling and Bennett helped pull him up. Isaac's breath caught in his throat when he saw the back of the deck was crushed, the ramp a mangled mess of metal. A Jaxcluth tentacle was reaching in through a separation, trying to get to them.
Port side hatch, Bennett said, motioning.
Isaac looked. Guns and armor were already arranged nearby.
I took the liberty as soon as we stopped crashing.
You didn't buckle in? Isaac asked in shock.
Only until we hit the ground.
He touched the side of his swollen face.
I'm a clone. It'll heal fast.
Isaac couldn't believe Bennett had survived the impact, especially considering both Abel and Jorge hadn't.
You've got 2 minutes, Ike, Bennett said. Suit up.
Isaac hurried to the port side. He found his armor by eliminating all of the suits that weren't his. The combat armor had been new tech when he went into stasis, unavailable to MPs. He grabbed it almost reverently. Under any other circumstances, it would be exciting to put it on. Spot joined him a moment later, followed by Jesse, Lucius, and Rico. Drake was the last one up, making it to his gear with less than a minute to spare.
Help him out, Rico snapped.
Lucius and Jesse hurried to Drake, each taking a side to help him get his armor on and clamped. They had just closed the last clasp when the Jaxcluth at the back managed to tear away a larger piece of the hull and clear enough space for its tentacles to enter. Isaac turned on it at the same time as the others, getting his rifle level and opening fire. 6 guns pounded the few tentacles, driving them back and out. The Jaxcluth vanished, leaving the highway they had crashed on visible, the cracked pavement and rusted cars mingling with brown vegetation. Then its central mass appeared in place of the tentacles, toothy mouth churning as more limbs pulled at the metal, trying to enlarge its access point. Isaac and the others continued shooting, expending hundreds of rounds within a few seconds without serious effect. Had they survived the crash to die minutes later? How was anyone supposed to kill these damn things? Another pair of tentacles ripped at the starboard hull, peeling it away like a lid to a sardine can. It reached for the group, nearly grabbing Bennett before Rico's attack tore the limb apart.
Let's go!
She shouted through their networked comm. The side hatch to the ship slid open, revealing the ground 10 meters below. She dropped the climb wire, passing the other end to Bennett.
Hook it to the stairs!
I'll keep you covered,
Isaac offered, dropping an empty magazine and exchanging it for a fresh one.
No, Rico said. You're the VIP!
I've got this, Isaac replied.
He didn't want special treatment, especially in the middle of a firefight.
I wasn't asking,
Rico snapped, grabbing his arm and yanking him toward the hatch. Bennett made it to the stairs, wrapping the wire around it and clamping it together. The Jaxcluth reached for him again, and he dove behind the steps only moments ahead of a tentacle snaking through the space where he'd stood.
Damn it, I can help, Isaac shouted.
He felt the change in the air as incoming plasma fire streaked down from the sky, large bolts slamming into the first Jaxcluth. It groaned in surprised pain, turning its central mass in the direction of the shot. Isaac did the same, catching sight of the dropship out of the corner of his eye. It was dropping fast, coming in too close to the action.
The Parabellum is here,
Abel said, her voice barely audible over the din of gunfire and the weakness of her slow death.
Time to go,
Rico growled, turning Isaac and shoving him toward the hatch.
We did this to get you to Sheriff Duke alive. You had damn well better make it alive.
He stopped arguing, feeling sheepish as he grabbed the line and quickly rappelled down the side of the ship. He could hear more Jaxcluth nearby and watched as one went past in the direction of the Parabellum. He hit the ground, Rico right behind him and the rest of the Centurions right behind her.
Get clear,
Abel said, coughing into the comm.
I'm gonna blow the ship.
Isaac ran toward where the dropship was coming down a few hundred meters to the north. It started firing on the Jaxcluth, pounding it with plasma.
Let's help them out, Rico said, shooting at the creature from behind.
The other Centurions joined her, their rounds hardly enough to distract the thing. Isaac looked at the world through his helmet's heads-up display, noticing the grid in the lower corner, and the red blobs filling it behind the green marks of the Centurions. There were at least six of the Relia monsters behind them, and while most were still intent on crushing the Capricorn, two others had peeled off to chase them toward the other dropship.
We aren't going to make it, Drake said, noticing the activity behind them at the same time Isaac had.
Just keep running, Rico replied.
The Parabellum spun in the air to reveal its open rear ramp and then lowered to the highway. Isaac nearly stopped in his tracks when a large metal humanoid raced out, clutching one of the largest rifles he had ever seen. A human in combat armor followed behind it with a plasma rifle, firing into the alien creature. The armor started shooting, its rifle whining loudly as it spat hundreds of rounds into the Jaxcluth, ripping off four limbs in a blink and tearing through its central mass. The Jaxcluth screamed and tried to defend itself, but the resurgence of fire from the Parabellum's cannons burned into it, and it finally collapsed. Dead.
Up and over, Rico snapped. Let's go, Centurions!
The armored mech leaped from the dropship, landing on the dead creature's carcass. Isaac's HUD flashed, indicating it had requested to join their network. Rico accepted the request, and two more green marks appeared. The armor was marked as General Stacker, the other, Deputy Hicks.
Move, move, move!
Stacker roared into the comm, unleashing hell from his rifle at the Jaxcluth on their tail. The Parabellum bounced into the air, hovering at 20 meters and shooting over the general at the approaching creatures. Rico reached the dead alien first. She leaped over the tentacles, bouncing off the meter-thick mass easily with each armor-augmented bounce. Isaac was right behind her, but he barely cleared the first tentacle and stumbled over the second. He didn't have the extra athleticism of a clone, and he had spent the last month in the hospital.
I've got you, Lucius said, coming up beside him and taking his arm.
He helped Isaac make the next jump, and the jump after that. They cleared the dead Jaxcluth. Deputy Hicks waited on the edge of the ramp, shooting at the other creatures between offering each soldier a helping hand on board.
Aim for the eyes, he shouted, more careful with his shots than Stacker.
Isaac turned, using the armor's combat system to help him aim. He started shooting, but the Jaxcluth brought a tentacle up in front of its face to block the shots. The Parabellum stopped blasting them, coming back to the ground as the rest of the Centurions arrived. The two Jaxcluth would be on them in seconds, too soon for them to get on board and lift off again. Then the Capricorn exploded.